This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, Jamie talks about everything.
Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Hold on, I'm starting a hashtag that's going to sweep the nation.
You go, girl.
I am.
You go.
Okay.
What are we doing?
Hashtag boycott Telluride.
Oh, no. What have they done now?
Holy hell. Telluride, like, you guys don't have enough money. We got to find out who owns the ski company. Anyway, Telluride has, they had a lot of places have senior citizen discounts or just full let seniors that are like 75 plus or whatever ski for free. Telluride had a deal. If you're 80 years old or older, you get to ski for free. A ski pass is about $600, and you get to ski for free. They just give you one.
Now, first of all, when I hear this, I think to myself, couldn't you bring that down just a little bit lower? Wouldn't you let maybe a 70-year-old even ski for free?
Well, you know, it's just, anyway, it's just a thing that they've had forever. And yesterday, they just announced that they're ending it. That if you're 80 plus, you have to buy your lift ticket for $600.
So messed up.
It's so messed up. Hashtag boycott Telluride. So I'm starting that.
Yeah.
There is a GoFundMe set up. This woman, well, I'll actually let her explain everything. If you go to number 8.
Soon enough, this will be the view from every mountain town. Snow-capped peaks. And winter athletes taking advantage of it.
Everybody has really been scratching their head about this one.
But in Telluride, those who are 80 plus won't get a free lift ticket anymore. A milestone many older residents have been looking forward to achieving.
People I spoke to that are in that age group, disappointment that they've been here for all these years, skiing for all of these years, and we're looking forward to having this pass and this benefit.
Since the tickets are no longer free, she set up a GoFundMe to help cover the cost instead.
These are people who help shape Telluride, help build Telluride, help build our community for what it is today, and I just think it's really sad that they aren't able to go up and use this free pass.
If you're 80 years old, go up and just enjoy the mountain, man. Because, man, that is a
$600?
Milestone. No. I'm saying that you should be able to.
Yeah.
Yeah, just go up and enjoy it.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been around for 80 years. You can still ski?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I mean, yeah. So, I mean, and you need to save your $600.
Now, is that allowed
I mean,
at
tell
like
you right.
Loveland or if you go to any of the other ski
they
areas?
They all have different deals. Yeah. So, that was just Telluride's. That was their deal. And so, everybody has a different senior citizen kind of situation, but theirs specifically was 80-year-old ski free, and now they took it away, and it's only for residents of Telluride that are 80 plus.
Yeah, so it's not like there's a bunch of them.
No, it's not like people from Denver are coming down. It's just Telluride residents.
Well, it's unfair, and that's why I don't ski.
Exactly.
I just boycott the whole sport.
By golly. Anyway, if you want to go to the GoFundMe, I'll try to find the article and post it, and you guys can, if you want. All right, the other story is that, Carson said that the Ellen DeGeneres special for your approval started on Netflix. It was yesterday. He was not that impressed with it.
I got about 20 minutes in. I think it's an hour plus, and I just got bored with it. I don't know if I was in a bad mood or I just wasn't in the mood for comedy, but I don't know. The thing is, like, she was talking about how she loves cats and this whole cat thing. It was weird. Like, she alluded to that she was going to go into how she got blackmailed or blacklisted from Hollywood and everything like that. But then it just took a while to get to it, and I just got bored with it.
Yeah, she's more of a storyteller kind of presenter, you know? And if you like a zing-zing comedian, she's not it. And if you like a clean comedian, because she's pretty clean.
Yeah.
Just wasn't appealing to me.
Well, that's a shame, because I kind of wanted to see it, because I thought it showed all the behind-the-scenes drama that went on with the cancellation and everything.
The only 20 minutes I saw was just her opening up the show. And then,
I can't believe how quickly her fans turned on her.
I know, and I
that
liked
is
her.
Unbelievable to me.
Kind of crazy. Hey, I missed this. Yesterday, you know what? I watched, I'm not proud of it, but I watched Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
But I didn't know that the season finale of America's Got Talent was on. Yesterday, this guy, he's from Terre Haute, Indiana. His name is Richard Goodall. Ooh, I hope you guys, spoiler alert. I'm not going to tell you if he won or lost. Anyway, he's a janitor, and they call it rags to riches because he won $1 million. The thing is, I guess he was living by the seat of his pants on his janitor paycheck. He'd never even been on a flight. And then all of a sudden, he sings with the actual band Journey.
No kidding.
They come out for his final performance, and he sings with the actual band. Here's a little bit. Good, and I don't want to take anything because it's a great story, you know, that he's a janitor, never been on a flight, he wins $1 million. I don't want to, but I'm, you know, he's good.
Well, the story makes it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can see what they were going for.
Well, and story. He's like kind of a heavy set, like frumpy old man.
Yeah.
So that kind of makes it too.
Why is it you think that, you take American Idol, you take The Voice, you take America's Got Talent, that nobody in the last several years has come forward as a huge superstar like they used to?
Like Carrie Underwood, Kelly Clarkson. And
we have social media and so many people get exposed in various ways before they can make it to these shows.
I mean, the only one I can think of is Morgan Wallen, but he didn't even win The Voice.
Yeah, he didn't.
So,
but you know, back in the day, that if you won one of these, that you were a superstar.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but it's not that way anymore.
Well, I don't think there were that many. I mean, it was Kelly Clarkson. It was Carrie Underwood. Who?
Clay Aiken.
Well, yeah, but he was a hot minute.
He's not a superstar
either. Yeah, he was a hot minute.
They became bigger names than this guy. We won't even know his name by Friday.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just saying Ruben Stuttered or whatever his name was. That guy. I mean, they became at least names is all I'm saying.
Clay Aiken.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Clay became a pretty popular guy at one time.
I'm going to debate that one.
Yeah.
Well, you know his name. His name. You're not going to know this guy.
I know his name because he lost the election as mayor. He tried to be a mayor.
Totally, that's not right.
Remember?
Because I was alive during that, when that came out.
Because of the show, but not because he was a star.
Right.
Anyway, all right, so let's see here. What else did I want to tell you about? Dancing with the Stars, unfortunately, I did see it. Dancing with the Stars, Anna Delvey and Tori Spelling. Oh, gosh. I'm not going to tell you that they got kicked off. Spoiler alert.
Again.
I felt bad for Tori Spelling. I feel like she really wanted that win, maybe even to, go blah, 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 boo-boo to her mom. I don't know, but she got kicked off. Anna Delvey also got kicked off. And then Anna Delvey was so weird. She's the girl with the ankle bracelet. And she was so weird. They asked Tori Spelling, what does this mean to you? She got all teary-eyed. I want to tell my kids they can do whatever, they put their mind to and go out there and try it all. And then they went to Anna Delvey. And here's number two.
What are you going to take away from this competition? Nothing.
It was so odd.
You think her time was up and the judge ordered her back to jail?
Yeah, right? I don't know.
She only got a couple weeks
maybe
off.
The judge said, hey, look, you know what? It's time for you to report back here.
She was actually horrible, to be honest with you.
Yeah?
Yeah, and her face looked like a Muppet. She was like,
I mean, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah,
really.
She was just, I don't know. She was very, very awkward. There is a guy on there that's 8 feet tall. He's an NBA, former NBA player. Dude, you would be shocked how great of a dancer he is. And
who
he's
is
like
he?
9 feet tall.
I forgot
his name. But the poor dancer, so they had to do a dance, and they're supposed to be like hip to hip.
Yeah.
Well, she's crotch to face.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it was really, really odd. Yeah.
It's Dwight Howard. Danny Amendola is on there. He was a wide receiver.
Yeah, he's tall.
Dwight Howard is the NBA player.
Dwight Howard.
I said NFL for some reason.
No, he's really, really tall, 8 foot tall. Have you ever seen an NFL 8 foot tall player?
No, Trent not in person.
Pretty high, yeah.
Oh my God, Schmidel, just say no. Jesus no. Christ, don't fight about anything.
Yeah, even Clay Aiken.
Clay Aiken was not a star. We're sorry, but there's three against one on that one.
He was a star.
But that's that's a fact about the show, not because he was talented. Like, we know because he was the second winner, and that show was popular at that time, but it's not because he was super talented or anything and, like, made a name for himself afterwards.
You guys fight about this. You do Clay Aiken, and you do tall football players. I'll watch. This is super fun. This is fun. They both got to be right. All right. Anyway, let's see here. What else did I want to tell you about? Hold on. Stand by. It was important. I don't really want to play this one. Okay, I will. Number five is Ava. This is so creepy to hear now, you guys. But Page Six is reporting that a long time ago, Sean Diddy Combs said that Ava, he adopted this girl he found on the street. Her name is Ava. And now nobody can find her. There is a fake TikTok page with a girl named Ava. She's saying that she's her, but she's not her. Nobody knows where this Ava girl is. Listen to this old audio.
My name's Ava. I'm a Scorpio.
No. What's your last name?
Ava Combs.
What's your other last name?
Ava Baroni.
Ava Baroni Combs? Yes, it's breaking news. Diddy adopted a white child. I want you to tell them the story about how I adopted you. But you still have beautiful parents that, but you're my child also. But please tell the story.
So, I was on the streets. And then Papa Combs decided that he would like to be a caring man. So then he saw me and decided to pick me up and said to come inside and play with his kids.
Yeah.
It's so creepy, right?
Yeah.
It is so creepy to hear that. And nobody knows where she is now. Who knows? And now people are saying that he might have killed his ex-wife. Remember, she was like 45 years old and died of pneumonia out of nowhere. And supposedly she had said something to someone like, if I pass away, he did it. And I don't know.
The kids came out yesterday with a statement defending that, though.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they did. All the children came out with this statement. It's really heart-touching, too, because they come out and they talk about their mom. They never defend their dad, though. They never defend Diddy. But they do talk about their mom and how the rumors that are circulating that are not true started on the internet, how this whole idea that she has these tapes that she wrote a book about and all this, that none of this is true.
Right now, as we speak, I guess P. Diddy is saying that he's not eating. And it's not because he's doing a hunger strike or anything. He's saying that everybody's out to get him and they're trying to kill him. So my guess is he might be moved. I don't know. The whole thing is crazy. But I have some happy news. And that is 91 sleeps before Christmas.
Wow.
91 days before Christmas. You know how much I love Christmas.
Yeah, yes. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Woohoo! All right, there you go, Tablet Trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show next here on the program. Your chance to qualify to go to Vegas to see the new kids on the block. We got that for you coming up right after this. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You know, I thought this Simone Biles thing with her coming to town, I thought it'd be a little bit bigger than what it actually is. As far as I thought there would be like reporters down at Ball Arena, you know, tonight, you know, inside the arena, you got, you know, the Olympic gold.
They might do that tonight.
Yeah, but I'm just saying for this morning, instead of, you know, covering like the salt supply for the roads for when winter gets here. The things I've seen this morning.
Yeah, I bet Julio will be down there tonight. Yeah,
all right.
I wouldn't worry.
Okay, just, you know, because when the Broncos, I mean, they're at the stadium when the lights aren't even on.
Yeah.
You can't even tell they're down there except for the cameras are like, where the hell are they? They're here somewhere.
But we got the goat in town and they're not covering it. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
It's not wall-to-wall coverage.
Right, and we need wall-to-wall.
Yeah, you need wall-to-wall coverage. Yeah. I mean, this is Simone Biles, folks.
Yeah.
the real deal is in town.
Yeah, because I call her the actual goat of sports.
Yeah.
Because in gymnastics, you have to do four events. And the way you have to be able to mold yourself to each event. Right. I mean, like doing a trick on 4 inches of wood. I mean, I've done that before.
Unbelievable.
I am only because I'm not going for this simple joke. I was a class 3 gymnast.
I know you're exactly yeah, so, right. yeah. yeah. And not only that, you're coming off an Olympic
and
year.
Plus 4 inches, boys.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But you're coming off an Olympic year.
Yeah.
They just completed the Olympics, what, a month and a half ago?
Yeah.
It's red hot, or at least, I'm just saying, I thought, you know, all the cameras would be down there, you know, and really showcasing this thing.
Well, why don't you go down there and be live? Like, if you want, like, because I feel like you're really bothered by this.
I'm a little tired.
By the way, yeah, and we got to talk about this. I'm so mad at you.
Why?
Because you...
What did I do?
Because you promise people stuff, and then they put it together, and then you're not going to do it. That's what I'm mad at you about.
Well, what are you talking about?
Okay, I'll tell you.
What did I do?
So I've been put in a very precarious situation.
About?
Because of you. Nash, the race car guy.
Right.
All right. So his mom went to all this trouble to get a venue because you remember when you told Nash you wanted to drive his car?
I do.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
still do.
Okay.
I do.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Have you met you?
Jamie, what are you talking about?
You're going to go to Pueblo?
To drive a race car?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll go.
Oh,
I'll go.
My God.
Absolutely.
Okay,
I'll go.
Well, they have it all planned for you.
Okay.
All right.
Then I'll go.
All right. They have it all planned for you.
As long as it works out with my schedule. Oh,
okay.
I have a lot going on, guys. I don't just sit around and do nothing like you guys do.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So what's going on with
you? So she came to me. First of all, I was in California, so I was like kind of short with her, and I didn't mean to be, but it's just like I don't even know what you're saying. But she's like, hey, listen, we have everything planned. I know BJ really wanted to drive the race car on the track, and so Nash is willing to give up the car for a day. We found a racetrack that will let him actually run in a race, and so the racetrack is gonna be doing that, and we're gonna have a whole big BJ day at the racetrack.
I'm not sure I can race.
Well, they're letting you.
I thought more like driving the car around the track a couple of times.
I think that's what they mean by race, though.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. But he's still not going.
Yeah. Well, we got to put him in a corner, though, to make it like, you know? Like, why? But you're not going to actually race somebody. You're literally just driving the car around the track like you said you want to.
Yeah. I don't want to race somebody.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I might get really old.
It's October 12th.
Here it is. It says, hope you.
By myself.
Hope you had a good trip. We wanted to see if you all wanted to come out to October 12th, the race at Callahan. Callahan. We have talked to the promoter and have pairs of tickets to even give away for BJ Day. Plus, BJ can drive Nash's car in a race. It says in a race.
It does.
In a race. And we are setting up, for you guys to have all kinds of events. And it will be a great end to the season send-off. Also, we'll have Nash car shirts and just have a big party to celebrate the season and BJ Day.
Yeah. I like having a BJ Day, but I don't want to drive in a race. I just don't feel like that I'm capable of doing that.
Okay.
That just seems a little intense to me. Well, okay. Does that make sense?
They would be like nice to you though. They're not gonna like try and train paint.
They're not gonna put you in the paint. You're gonna be last anyway.
You don't know, Jamie. You don't know what the competition is down there.
He thinks he's gonna kiss the wall.
I mean, Nash has hit the wall every week.
But he is actually
because
he's actually racing. All right, so we won't have you race.
Yeah,
we'll just have
race.
Okay, we won't have you race. Yeah. But are you available October 12th for BJ Day?
Looking right now at my calendar, and yes, I am available.
Okay.
On the 12th of October.
Okay.
I will go down there and drive the car.
Okay.
Really?
And shoot video of it too.
Wow. Oh. Yeah,
I sure will.
Who are you?
Well, I'm just, I'm a race fan.
Well, he even, because I was over at Bad yesterday, he's like, so what's going on? We planned. I said, well, Nash, you can't really plan all this stuff without telling us dates and stuff. Like, I feel really bad, but I go, and BJ's more of a recliner guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I
like the recliner.
And I said,
lot.
So I think he sometimes says he wants to do stuff, but what he means is He wants to, but he probably won't.
He likes the idea.
Yeah, yeah. He likes the ideas. Yeah.
I'd go drive the car. Okay. I'm not going to race.
Okay.
I can't do that because I find that a little bit too intimidating.
Okay, BJ Day is October 12th.
Right. Here, let's get him on Friday.
Okay.
Let's get him on right. Friday and so that he and I can discuss this, okay?
Okay.
Now,
all right.
I'm just making sure.
I'm texting her. BJ is in.
I have a baseball game at 11 o'clock in the morning, but after that, I can head that way.
All right.
I'm texting her right now. BJ is in for BJ Day.
Wow. Set in stone.
Okay.
I'd love to drive the car.
Okay.
I think that would be fun.
All right.
On a racetrack. I've never done that before.
Okay.
I'd like that.
I think you've shocked people worldwide right now.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I did not see that coming.
Me either.
I figured, now we still might have a back injury this weekend. We don't know.
We could. Well, I'm always susceptible of the back injury. Because, you know, sometimes I can just be like in the shower and all of a sudden the back goes out. So we don't know.
Yeah.
Right, we'll talk to him on Friday.
Okay, perfect.
And see what BJ Day, you never know.
Yeah.
I mean, we might even have the governor down there or something. I mean, something big.
Right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ Jamie Morning Show. $200 reward. Oh, it's got to be for that car they're looking for, right? The car, the hit and run.
Yeah. No, it's not. But I was thinking, this is a quick buck for Schmidel.
Schmidel?
If he puts some effort into it, because you know how he's into furries?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, he likes those furries, the people with the tails that go over to the Marriott.
Well, he's a furry.
Yeah, he's a furry. Yeah. And they put on the heads and stuff. This is right up his alley.
Yeah. Hey, Spadil, listen up.
Okay.
What are they looking for?
$200.
All right. So here's the deal. It's called Jelly Bear. Okay. Oh. You are looking for Jelly Bear.
That's a cute name.
It is a cute name.
Is that the costume or?
Yes. So Jelly Bear, you're looking for this. People are out looking for Jelly Bear. And if you find it, you get $200.
Okay.
He's not looking for a furry. You're trying to mislead him, Jamie. No, it's some girl that's lost her teddy bear.
Yeah, it's I think he's actually a little boy. No, so
it's a little boy?
I think so, yeah. I don't remember. But anyway, it's actually a sad story. I was just trying to be funny with Schmidl.
I was going to head over to the Marriott and start looking for Jelly Bear.
For $200.
No, but it's $200 reward, which I think is crazy. That's so much money. So here's the deal. This family, they live, where's all the, oh my God, where all the gas stuff is?
Green
Firestone. Firestone. So they live in Firestone, but they came up to visit. And so they're at Montebello Recreation Center, which is at Gateway Green Valley Ranch. That's where they were visiting, but they're from Firestone. And they cannot find Jelly Bear.
No.
And they've had this teddy bear for 9 years. You should see it. It looks like it looks awful. But it's a sweet story that it's grandma gave it to the child.
Yeah.
So it's been in the family for 9 years.
No kidding.
And this person just, I mean, is it a little boy? Yeah, her son. Yeah. And so her son just loves this little bear. He's
so somebody had the bear before him in the family?
The grandma.
Oh, the grandma had the bear.
Yeah.
So she passed it down to him.
Yeah, to him. And now he's nine years old, and he carries it around with him, his jelly bear.
Family heirloom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And nobody can find it.
Oh, poor bear.
And it's and
I mean,
here's,
poor boy.
Here's the thing. It does look like something you would, like, put gloves on to touch.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is beat
it's ragged.
Up.
Yeah. Dirty
and grandma had it.
I know, but I'm afraid that, like, what if somebody threw it away?
They just thought it was trash.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he won't get his bear back.
No, I know, but I mean, like, but nobody.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nobody tell. For example, my friend. Yeah, so there was a cat that was missing, right, in his neighborhood.
Yeah.
My friend Stretch, there was a cat missing in his neighborhood, and he saw the cat squished.
Yeah.
But he didn't tell the people.
No, I wouldn't tell him.
You wouldn't?
No.
So if you threw away the bear, you wouldn't call and say, hey, I'm so sorry.
If I had seen the bear, mm-hmm. and let's say that it was just lying somewhere and it looked like trash, which it does, okay? And if I picked it up and threw it away, and knowing that they're searching for this bear, I wouldn't say a word.
Yeah.
No. No, because you know that it's already gone to the landfill, and it's not going to be, and you don't want them to know that it's at the landfill, you know, of all places. So I wouldn't tell them. I'd let them keep searching and eventually just kind of disappear.
Better for them to have hope.
Yeah, I don't think I'd tell them.
You got to give the kid some closure so he knows, like, where it went, not just that it disappeared.
No, I don't have to do anything.
I'm torn between both of your thoughts, to be honest with you.
I wouldn't want to see them crushed
If somebody's cat was killed in front of me and they didn't know, I wouldn't tell them. I wouldn't tell them.
Yeah, Stretch like did not tell anybody.
It was squished like a bug.
When I was a little kid, I had this, it was a baby blanket, right? And I was obsessed with it. My grandma also gave it to me, a lot like this teddy bear.
Uh-huh.
And my mom used to live in Kremling. We would go live with her on the weekends. And one day there was like just a horrible blizzard. We had to pull over on the side of the highway, and we stayed in this semi-truck's cabin for a little bit. I accidentally left my blanket in this cabin. I'm not making this story up, I swear to God. And And
I have so many questions.
I know.
I was so devastated that I forgot this blanket. I cried for like 6 months, dude. And I still think about like, where is that blanket to this day as a 34-year-old?
It's in that truck cabin.
Yeah.
That truck is just.
Yeah, but this That's tells crazy. Me something about your mom. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Sleeping around in trucks?
No. It was cold and her car died and we needed like warmth. So the semi-truck driver.
Then she became a truck driver.
No, but she was a lot lizard and she brought her kids with her.
Yeah.
I know.
Your mother was a lot lizard.
Poor blanket.
And brought the kids with her.
We were stranded up at the tunnel at Eisenhower Tunnel this guy was helping us.
Did your blanket say lot lizard on it?
Yeah, it was embroidered.
Let me guess. Yes. Your blanket said Lucky's truck stop.
No, it was just blue and green.
Oh, he cried for 6 months because his mom's a lot lizard.
I'd cry if my mom was a lot lizard too.
I'm sorry, Spadil. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
Has
she
nothing
told
to
you,
do with the blanket.
She
it?
Told you that you guys were cold. That's not the truth. Was it at a come and go?
It was at the Eisenhower Tunnel.
Yeah.
Plus, I love your nervous laugh right now. That's even better. I'm sorry that the show had to end on a note like that.
Oh,
Mom
being
a lot lizard. Just not the way we planned it out today.
Oh, my God. So sad.
Yes, we do.
All
right, Heather, is that who's coming up next? Right?
Yes.
Yep. Heather's got your chance to go to Vegas. She'll give you a code word at noon, then Slacker with that Slacker show today at 3.
I'm sorry, Spadil. Your mom's now a lot lizard.
It's fine.
I think she
I
might
feel
have
like
been.
Everyone knew that was a joke.
But, I mean, it is a little odd. I don't know if I had a little kid, if I get in somebody's, like the cab of some stranger
that
dangers.
Was, one of the craziest stories I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I think you would if you thought, you know, you'd been there before.
Oh, my God.
or if there's like money exchange.
Yeah. Yeah.
We gotta do what you gotta do.
We can't judge because we don't know all the details, Jamie.
Yeah, I was only like five. So
yeah, you don't remember the details. Even remember, yeah. You know, we don't really need to know the details.
No, no.
It's all, it is what it is.
Try not to think back.
I mean, look at you today. I mean, look at you today.
Yeah. Winner.
All right, we'll see you back here.
Oh, my God.
Again, I swear, this was not on the show sheet today.
It was not. It was not. Not on our bingo card.
When we get to the end, 9:30, we're going to go with Lot Lizard Boys. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.